Taking a look first at your local and regional news. The Deckerville Community Development Corporation will meet at 6 p.m. on Thursday, April the 18th, at the Community Center. According to the preliminary agenda, the CDC board is expected to review the dates for several upcoming events. The coming events that they expect to include in the discussions include a scavenger hunt, which will now be on May 17th, as the date was changed. Other events include a derby party on Saturday, May 5th from 5 to 10 p.m., homecoming on July 26th and 27th, the Heritage Festival on September 21st, a game night on October the 26th, and a Dickens of a Christmas event on December the 13th. And in other local and regional news for today, this is an election year with a wide variety of positions from the federal government all the way down to county and even villages and townships, offering up seats that will soon be expiring. The village of Ubley has 6 council seats that will expire this November. The positions that are expiring are currently being held by Jason Nicole, the president, Barbara Butch, the clerk, Larry Gornowitz, treasurer, Steve Irvine, trustee, Sarah Schmidt, trustee, and Jeff Maurer, also a trustee. The filing deadline for those who want to run for an elected office position is coming up fast. By 4 p.m. on Tuesday, April the 23rd, that is the filing deadline for partisan candidates who want to run for office to appear on the Tuesday, August 6th primary ballot. The filing deadline for nonpartisan candidates is 4 p.m. Thursday, July the 18th. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. The historic hush money trial of Donald Trump got underway on Monday with the arduous process of selecting a jury to hear the case charging the former president with falsifying business records in order to stifle stories about his personal sex life. The day ended without any jurors being seated. The selection process will resume on Tuesday. The first criminal trial of any former U.S. president began as Trump vies to reclaim the White House, creating a remarkable split-screen spectacle of the presumptive Republican nominee spending his days as a criminal defendant while simultaneously also campaigning for the highest office in the country. And in other national and international news, Iran's direct attack on Israel over the weekend upended decades of its shadowy warfare by proxy, something Tehran has used to manage international repercussions for its actions. But with both economic and political tensions at home boiling, the country's Shiite theocracy chose a new path as changes loom for the Islamic Republic. The supreme leader marked his 85th birthday coming up on Friday with no clear successor in sight as well. The tensions, coupled with hardliners' grip on power, as well as the supreme leader's high age, signal more changes are looming for the country in the years ahead. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Slum Area news anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, You can go online to thumbnet.net.